Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the special WIP Afternoon Show Eagles Schedule Release Spectacular, which you have not heard at all on WIP all day. It's only exclusively here. Elliot Shore Parks joins us, sponsored by BQ Basements and Concrete, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. Call today for a free inspection. To book your appointment, go to basementsbybq.com. ESP, what up, man?
What's up? How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Good to be back in studio with you guys.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Phillies played. I was
your London
overseas.
Trip.
Brazil. Yeah.
I was going to say, you were in Brazil. You weren't in Brazil. It was in London, yes.
Yeah, London and Barcelona. Brazil's on the schedule. That's coming up, yeah.
London,
passport
Barcelona
is getting some stamps, man.
They don't do that anymore.
Really?
No? A lot of places, they don't stamp them anymore, yeah. You just scan them.
Really?
It's disappointing, yeah. Because now, granted, I never traveled enough where I was younger, where I have a ton of stamps.
But you wanted the collection
of
them,
cool,
yeah.
It's cool to see it, you know. Yeah. So it's unfortunate.
They're screwing us on that stuff.
Not
what's
fair.
Going on?
It's not fair.
And they're my big brother monitoring digitally where I'm going. I don't like that either.
Exactly. But I will say, if I had to come back for one day, this is one of the most important days.
Yes.
In the Eagles, like, year.
Yes. Schedule like, release day. Are you kidding?
How the schedule comes out. And every year when this happens, people go, oh, it's just a schedule. You already knew the opponents. Order of the game doesn't matter. We all saw last year the order of the games really matter. That gauntlet, last year when the schedule came out and we were all talking about it and saying, look at that gauntlet, and people were going, well, we'll see how it plays out. You never know. That gauntlet ended up killing their season. That stretch of the Niners, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Bills. I know they won some of those games.
Sure.
But you could just see the toll that it took on them. So in some ways, I think how these games are ordered and when their bye is and all those things are just as important as the opponent. So I think how this plays out is critically important for how the year is going to go.
And I think it happened in their favor, basically. I think the only thing that you can look at, the two things that you can look at with this schedule that are difficult is first opening the season in Brazil, mm-hmm. second getting the bye so early, and then third, like there's, you know, and this is balanced by having a lot of home games in the second half of the schedule, but there's a lot of road games in the beginning part of the schedule.
Yeah, so I think this schedule did break in their favor. If you're someone that, you know, thinks they could win 13 games, and we'll get into what I have them at, but this helps that. To your point, we saw last year how much having those tough schedules later, the tough opponents later in the year, hurt them. I know they ended with the Giants and the Cardinals, but those games, the really tough gauntlets, came after the first half of the season, right? So if you look at this schedule, yes, they are on the road a lot. And I think that's unfair to fans too. Like, season ticket holders did get the short end of the stick with this schedule. But in terms of the team,
meaning that they get a lot of cold weather games.
Yeah,
at home.
I mean, if you look at it, like going into this Eagles season, people are excited for Saquon. They're excited, you know, for this team as always. And there'll be what, four true home games before December 1st?
Yeah, and they're for
so,
sure.
So, yeah. You know, if you're a season ticket holder, you're ready to go see all these guys play. By the time you see them consecutively, who knows where this season will be. So that does suck for the season ticket holders and for fans that just want to buy tickets. But when I look at this schedule, I think going on the road early isn't ideal, But one thing, one constant, I think, for Nick and Jalen has been they do start seasons well. They're 3-0 in season openers. Two of the 3 years, they've gotten out to fantastic starts where they go, you know, 10-1 or whatever. And while going, you know, to New Orleans, to Tampa, I think present their own unique challenges, they are better than the Falcons. They're better than the Saints. They're better than the Bucs. They're better than the Browns. They're better than the Giants. So there's a real chance that for a team that needs a hot start, they could be 5-1 before they face a, like a truly tough opponent.
Are you sure they're better than the Browns?
So,
oh yeah.
Why? I saw the Eagles beat the Browns in joint practices last year. So, you know, I've seen these two matched up and the Eagles outplayed them. But also, I think that Deshaun Watson is cooked. That's just where I'm at with it. I think, you know, he's been hurt. He hasn't played consecutive, like, long stretches of football for a few years. So while the Eagles have their own questions at quarterback, I think they go into that game with the better quarterback.
Yeah. Certainly on paper right now he is. We'll see what Deshaun – I think Deshaun Watson is one of the bigger mysteries of the NFL season.
I wouldn't write it off quite yet.
Oh, no, me either.
He's very talented, for sure.
Because he's still young.
Yeah, but I just think it's hard to come back from. He missed a full year, then he had an injury, and then he had another. So I agree that I think there's probably more God-given talent in Deshaun Watson's body than there is in Jalen Hurts' body. But Jalen has just played way more. You know, so
sure.
I would, going into a game today, I would rather
and
have Jalen Hurts.
Jalen is probably
Watson.
Going up against a tougher defense than
agreed.
Deshaun is.
Yeah, agreed yeah. with that.
Like Deshaun's not going up against the number two or three ranked defense in the league from a year ago.
Yet.
I agree. Listen, if those young guys get off to that type of start, I'll be excited about that.
So how many wins?
I have them at 14-3.
Oh my God.
14-3.
So here's
the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
hold on. 14-3?
Let's just talk about picking the games right now.
Okay.
This is not going to be my preseason prediction. We'll see how they look in training camp and all those things.
Okay.
But when you go, like, on this day, how you pick it is, you don't overthink it. You don't go in and go, I think they're a 12-win team, so maybe I'll lose this game, but then I'll give them this win because you just go through and pick. And when I go through, I think they lose to the Packers week one. But they're not losing to Kirk Cousins at home. They're 2-0 in the last few times they've played him in this exact spot. They're better than the Saints. They're better than the Bucks. I think they're better than the Browns. It's also their only true it's their second true home game, and they're coming off a bye. The Giants are terrible. The Bengals are like a 50-50 game, but Joe Burrow misses time all the time, so who knows what the quarterback will be then. Like, just go
well,
through.
You have that as a loss, though, right?
I have the Bengals as a win.
Okay. Well,
tell me why. But
well, just give us the losses.
So I have them losing to Dallas, in Dallas, because
gotcha.
They always lose that game. I have them losing week one in Brazil to the Packers,
okay.
And I have them losing to the Ravens in Baltimore.
So the Ravens, the Packers, and the Cowboys.
Yeah. So if the you wanted to say the Bengals, that's one more. But
well, if the Bengals is a 50-50 game and it's in Cincinnati, I just...
But you wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals won that game.
No, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll be favored, actually. The Bengals should be favored.
But again, I think we have to look at this with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is coming off a season where he had a major injury to his throwing arm that cost him the second half of the year. In four of the years Joe Burrow's been in the league, he's missed a large portion of his season-ending injuries twice. So,
if he's healthy?
Well, if he's healthy, then yeah, it's a very tough game. I agree.
So, I mean, assume that he's healthy until he's injured.
Yeah, I think if he's healthy, they can still win the game. But
okay. My
point I'm making is the Bengals have a question at quarterback going into the season because of the injuries he sustained over the first 4 years.
When you say a question at quarterback, I don't know. What question are you asking? If you're asking me, he's still one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I think when
so what question mark is there?
Well, he had an injury to his throwing arm last year that ended it. So I want to see him come back from that and see how he plays. That's my question.
Okay,
but he's not going to not be
maybe.
Able to throw the football.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's – see, the problem doing this is – and I'm not – this isn't a criticism of the way that you're doing it, but you can go through the questions on the other team, but you also have to address the questions of
the Eagles.
100%.
Right. So if you're going to say Joe Burrow injured himself last year, it's like, okay, but I guess what I heard is that the wide receiver and the quarterback hate each other and quarterback doesn't talk and they lost 6-7 and
right. They
fired both their coordinators and
he turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah,
this is
just like a lot on our side too.
That's why I have him losing week one to the Packers.
Okay.
Because I think that the coordinators early on, like they're at a bit of a disadvantage in the fact that they'll be implementing a new defense and adding new wrinkles to the offense. So I think week one is a very tough spot. But if you go through them, they're just better than these teams. If you want to say the Bengals is a loss, fine. The Bengals is a loss. I have them at 13-4. But they're better than the Jaguars. I think they're better than Washington. The Rams is a tough game prime time, but they went into Los Angeles last year and beat the Rams, I think, with a worse coaching staff. And I think they have a better offensive skill set now with Saquon there. So when I look at these, like, yeah, anything can happen, but they're better than the Panthers, they're better than the Steelers, and Dallas at home, I mean, they traditionally beat Dallas at home.
Would you agree the Rams' offense is equally as good as the Eagles? I mean, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp.
It's very close. Yeah.
Kyron Williams and
Boston Scott.
Boston Scott and Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, for sure.
They had some pretty good players over there.
But the defense that last year everyone said was bad did shut that Rams offense down in the second
half. Oh, but that's not this defense,
though.
No,
I know, but I'm saying I've seen them go against that offense and win. So I agree they have a great
offense. You haven't seen these players we're about to have. I would imagine.
But these players are better than last year's.
No. They will be. Until we – listen, and I like the young guys as well. But they have to actually go out there and do it. You're right. Like, Nolan Smith has to actually go out there and be a legitimate pass rusher. Like, Bryce Huff has to go out there and actually show that he can play three downs. Devin White, who got benched in Tampa, has to go out there and prove he's a starting linebacker. Will Nakobe be healthy?
I agree with all this.
No, Jeremiah Trotter will be our starter. I'm expecting several young players to be starting by the time they play the Rams, just because I just think our youth movement is the way they should be going with what we have on the roster. My only thing is that Matthew Stafford is a veteran coach, a veteran quarterback with veteran skill guys. He looked pretty damn good against this defense last year. That Rams game wasn't a cakewalk for us.
If I remember correctly, and I could be misremembering, but didn't the Rams go up and down the field in the first half and in the second half they shut him down? Right.
Yep.
So I agree with all your assessment of the young players on defense, that the linebackers are a question. The pass rush, we don't know if it's going to be good. But last year, the pass rush wasn't that great. The linebackers weren't that good. And nobody thought the secondary was good. So I think this defense, skill-wise, probably has a lower floor than last year's. But I also think it has a higher upside. But really quick.
Actually, this is about the Rams.
Go ahead.
If they play the Rams in week 14 instead of week 5, is that a different outcome? From last year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
They caught the Rams early last year. Well, the Rams were a much better team.
Agreed.
Late in the season.
And the Eagles were a way worse team.
No, I'm just saying. But the Rams had more new players, and they were better late in the year. So you caught them early when they were trying to figure things out themselves.
But I agree with that. But to the point about can they slow the Rams down, I think the addition of Vic Fangio is going to help this defense way more than people are giving it credit for. The players need to play well, but what I saw last year was a defense that at the end of the year looked confused. There were pre-snap problems. People were in the wrong place. And that's not all on Patricia, because he did take over in the middle of the year, and that's difficult to do. But I think Patricia went in there and tried to do more than the Eagles expected. It confused everybody, and the whole thing fell apart. So, yes, players need to play better, but I think because of how bad the coaching was and just the whole environment in general, you're going to see the players on defense that we might think poorly of now be better next year because of better coaching. And so for the Rams, yes, I agree, it's a very tough game, but I don't think, like, I think the Eagles defense is capable of holding the Rams, you know, under control enough that the Eagles offense can go in there and win the game.
215-592-9494. What do you have the Eagles at? Elliot has them at 14, maybe 13. I think we maybe bullied them into 13.
You might have bullied me out of the bank.
Yeah. Ike has them at 13. I have 10.
I have 12.
Oh, you have 12. That's
so
right.
So who do you guys have them?
Well, it'll be up to 11. Up to 13 eventually.
Well, and I'm waiting on that Green Bay game.
Yes.
Green Bay game is like a toss-up game to me.
Jack has them at 11. I have them at 10.
I'm surprised Jack has him as high as 11.
I thought Jack
would come in at 7.
I got him
or
at 12
8.
And 5.
But I don't hate the Eagles, contrary to popular belief. But the only way they win the division is if they sit the starters week 14.
Yeah, that's his idea.
All right, so I think that's obviously a bad take. But here's my thing about the early bye. I actually think the early bye is advantageous in this case, because as we know, they're traveling a ton the first half of the season.
I would agree.
They're traveling to Brazil. I think that flight's going to suck. It's probably overstated a little bit how much it's going to impact them, but you never know. And then if you look, week 11, they play Thursday night, and then they have 10 days off before they play the Rams. One thing I've heard players say a lot since they started doing Thursday night football more and more is that Thursday night game feels like another bye, because you have that weekend off. Yes, going from Sunday to Thursday is difficult,
but then
they'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think all it really does is, if you're looking ahead to the playoffs for the Eagles, it just makes winning the division so incredibly important, more than usual, because if you don't, you're playing all the way from October 13th without a weekend off until the championship game. That's a long time. That's 4 months,
but
basically.
I view it a little bit as a second mini bye. I know it's not a full bye, but I think if you look at, they play, you know, week 5 and week 11, you know, they get breaks at both those points in the season. And I really do think all this travel early, you are going to want rest, as opposed to, yeah, they're going to be playing each week, but they're playing at home versus Carolina, at home versus the Cowboys, at home versus the Giants and the Steelers, like, and then to Washington, which is just a bus trip. So they're not traveling a ton late.
Yeah. So let's do, we've been going through the schedule. We're up to October 20th, Eagles at Giants. So I have this as a loss. And the reason I do...
Eagles at Giants?
Yes.
You have them losing to the Giants.
I have them losing at the Giants. The reason I do is I looked at... I had them splitting with Dallas, and I looked at the four Washington Giants games. Mm-hmm. And I just said to myself, they're going to win three of four. They're not going to win four. So I had to find the one game that I thought that the Giants could win, or the Giants or Washington could win. So I think it's more likely they lose to the Giants, and I think losing at the Giants is the most likely game. So I'm just trying to...
Do you think we're going to New York with Saquon and losing?
Well, but... Yes, here's the thing though, they feel the same way.
Sure,
you know, so that's a team that is going to look at him, and obviously they loved him, and he was a leader there.
They'll be motivated to beat him. They'll be motivated there too. Of course they will. Yes.
So I think it's possible. By the way, Saquon has a great game, and they lose. I guess what I'm trying to do is the way that Elliot did it is not the way that I did it.
Sure.
Because I think the
way you went in with a number and then figured it out from there.
Not really. I looked at sort of groups of games. I looked at the NFC East games, and then I looked at the group of the Atlanta,
the South.
Saints, you know, yeah. Bucks grouping and say, well, what do I think is realistic that they're going to come out of there with? And then backed into which game I thought they would lose. So I have it as a loss.
So here would be my pushback on the Giants thing. The Giants might be the worst team in the NFL, if not at least bottom
five. Well, the Panthers. Yeah, they run it neck and neck with the Panthers.
Yeah, but if you told me going into the year, who would I rather have, Bryce Young or Daniel Jones?
Like, oh, well, yeah, of course.
I don't know, right?
No, I'd take Bryce Young.
Yeah, so... I agree that they'll probably lose a divisional game we're not thinking of. I think it's way more likely they lose to Washington.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair, but I have them 2-0 against Washington. So,
exactly.
So we all wind up with the same thing. Yeah. So I assume all three of you have this as a win.
What would you sit Saquon in that game?
Oh, Jesus.
Because of the MetLife turf?
Well, he's used to the MetLife turf.
No, yeah.
For better
There's
or
no
worse.
Way he's sitting that game.
Well,
no.
Also, how about the fact... And
he'd get up out of a hospital bed to play in that game.
I know you love this because pregame show, me and you talk about this. A lot of 1 o'clock games.
Yeah.
A lot more than last year.
There's five, I think, right?
Yeah, but last year it felt like
why do you sound so happy?
There's two last year.
There was maybe two.
two
like
Washington
me and you
games.
Were out in the dark at the link.
Every week.
But how surprising is it that Saquon's return to MetLife is 1 o'clock on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I thought that game was going to be maybe week two. You know, like, I'm shocked that is
They don't believe
not
the Giants are good.
Yeah, they
yeah,
want
to has to be that.
But I thought that this would be a primetime game because as much as the Giants are terrible,
the market.
It is the second biggest media market behind
sure.
Philly.
So well, yeah. By the way, the Giants were terrible last year too and they
still got their
they got wins. They
got Maine, they got yeah. primetime games too.
Yeah. So and then I have the Bengals as a loss. Ike, do you have the Bengals game as a loss?
Yes.
And
I have it as a win.
And Jack?
Loss.
Okay. So there you go. So yeah, I think by that point, by week eight, we're going to have a real feel for who the Eagles are.
So to that point, right?
Yep.
I do think this comes down to really the main question that we ask with all of these debates. Are the Eagles who they have been for the year and a half, or are they the team that they were the second half of the year? Because one thing we saw this Eagles team do before the collapse, which was awful and should definitely be taken into account, they won games they were supposed to win. They went on the road and won. They were something like 30-2 or some absurd number with Jalen, whatever it was. So while I get your logic of going through and going, well, they'll probably lose one divisional game and, you know, they're not going to sweep the NFC South. I think there is logic to that. If they're not the team that collapsed, they are definitely a team that's capable of going like 11-1 or 12-1 because we've seen them do it for two very long stretches. And really the second half of the rookie year, they did it as well.
Yeah. If you have the DNA of the team that collapsed like that last year, we have to hope whatever caused that is either not in the locker room anymore, mm-hmm. but I guess I can't shake that as well as everybody else seems to be able to shake it.
But my counter then is if you're worried about that, then they're not winning 10 games.
Well, by the way, I did say this season does on some level have disaster potential.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it does. I think it has 5-win season potential.
No.
I wouldn't pick it, but also I don't think it's impossible. And by the way, the most important thing is when they get to that bye, they're not 1-3.
So they definitely need a fast start.
Yes.
100%. And while I think this team's floor is probably more like, you know, 6 or 7 wins, if they're the team that's the set from the second half of the season, it has the same problems and they can't pick the blitz up and guys, you know, then they're not winning the majority of these games.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to go into the year and say, you know what, last year was ugly at the end, but the new coordinators and a break, and they're not coming off the Super Bowl, and they're the team that just plays to their potential, then I don't think 14 wins is crazy. Because if they play to their potential, there are only a handful of teams in the league that are better than them, and arguably none of them are on the schedule. Like the Ravens, arguably. And then the Cowboys are always tough at home, but I think the Eagles are probably better.
I don't think they've beaten the Cowboys at home in a decade.
Oh, trust me. Every time I go to Dallas.
In Dallas.
Last time was 2017.
Yeah.
The year they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl, yeah.
Miles in Fishtown.
Also, the last time they swept the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It was 2017.
Yep.
Miles, you're in Fishtown. Miles in Fishtown. You're on WIP.
Hey, y'all. I have them at 10 wins, which is a little scary because that means I agree with both Spike and Joe Giglio, which it doesn't happen, but it does mean you disagree with me,
so you have to take it both ways.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And honestly, Elliot, I actually find myself agreeing with you a lot of the time, which I probably would get flack for, but not from you, and that's a good thing.
Yes,
I just think there's a lot of sneaky losses in here. I think Jaguars could be a sneaky loss. I this is terrible. I'm gonna get so much hate for this. I could see them dropping both to the Cowboys. The Cowboys are one of the best regular season teams over the last decade, and they blow it in the playoffs every year, but man, they're pretty close to unstoppable in the regular season.
But Bengals, I think, normally beat good teams, they aren't unstoppable. They do beat the Cowboys normally here in Philly.
Yeah. You know, and the Cowboys, another team that has disaster potential is the Cowboys, by the way. That feels, with the Dak contract situation, like the signing Ezekiel Elliott, it just, the whole thing feels very, very, and you had mentioned they're doing that Jerry Jones documentary. Yep. When is that coming out?
I don't know when it's coming out, but I know Netflix is.
Feels like bad vibes.
I feel like that'll be a bit of a distraction.
Yeah, feels like bad vibes. Miles, what do you regret?
And it's also unfortunate that Elliot is here for this, because I'm definitely not winning the Slipknot tickets, which is a little sad, but I regret trusting the process. Oh. Man, that brought me so much hurt. My God. My God, man. Disappointment hurt.
More disappointing. Spike's here for this.
You prefer they hung on to Andre and Drew and won 38 games for the next 10 years? Come on. We had a lot of fun.
Earlier. That's what I wish.
Yeah.
Let it go.
All right, Miles.
Regret the process.
You know, everyone, whatever. We'll do that show a different time. Everyone talks about the process like it's the last 10 years.
Yeah,
they fired Hinkie after 2 years. What are we doing here?
And also, people just misunderstand. Like, the process was a smashing success. They ended up with 2 stars and one that's won MVP. So I know they even got out of the second round, and I certainly have my questions about Joel moving forward, but you were right about the process.
We ended up with generational talent.
Yeah, that was the whole point of it.
That was the goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand we haven't won a title.
By the way, we got
a player that I don't think we would have ever envisioned having around here.
By the way, the fact that they screwed up every move afterwards and they are still in some sort of position to make something out of it speaks to the plan in and of itself. So coming up next, we have somebody who has been able to predict the Eagles' schedule better than any person I have ever known. Joe DiBiagio runs Fans of Philly, which is our travel partner. Elliot travels with them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome
we will see, first of all, by the way, what that trip to Brazil is actually like, but also how well Joe did at planning and predicting this Eagle schedule. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks joining us for the full hour as it is Eagles schedule release day, our favorite day of the year, or one of several favorite days of the year. Joining us now, Joe DiBiagio, owner of Fans of Philly, our official travel partner, fansofphilly.com. You have road trips for every Eagles game this year, yeah?
We do, yes. All 8 of them. So we're going to all the New Orleans, Cincy, Dallas, Tampa, New Orleans, and Washington.
And Brazil.
Brazil, yep.
So, you know, Elliot and I were talking before the break, and I said before the break that you psychotically are able to predict where the games are going to be in a way that I've never seen before. And this helps Joe book hotel rooms and get flights and those sorts of things. Now, I don't want you to give out all of your secrets, but first of all, could you tell us how many games you nailed before it actually came out? And are there any sort of like behind the scenes secrets you can tell us about that help you figure out where the games are going to be and when?
So I didn't do as well as I've done in previous years, just because there wasn't as much information available to me, like stadium tours, like the 1 year with Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran and Beyonce doing stadium tours. It's kind of like a process of elimination of where they're playing and where the Eagles are playing. So I've taken all those into the consideration. New Orleans, Taylor Swift was doing a 3-night show in October. So I kind of eliminated that weekend for New Orleans and the weekend surrounding it, just because it's a time-consuming process with the production and all. So and then I take into consideration of like the sports teams that share the same complex as baseball teams, like the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cincinnati Reds. Noticed that they were playing some home games in the beginning of September, so I kind of eliminate that as well. So it's definitely a little bit of a puzzle, and I could say that I've become a schedule nerd, and I think the only other person that's as big of a schedule nerd as me is Elliot, honestly, because we text back and forth.
First of all, we could still go to Taylor Swift in New Orleans if you want. I am down. But no, I mean, it's true. I mean, I was saying to you in the break, like, ever since I came to WIP, one of the coolest things has been being a part of Fans of Philly. And while this is a critically important day for the Eagles because of how the schedule plays out, Joe and me will be texting for 2 straight weeks. Like, all right, I think it's going to be week 4 Cowboys or week whatever. So the roller coaster of feeling, man, the Eagles are really getting screwed with this schedule too. Okay, this is going to work out. Well, Joe, you called it a puzzle. I think ultimately, like, for the fans, the home games kind of suck that there's not a lot early on. But from a traveling perspective, I think the puzzle came out great. Like, these road trips, where they are, when they are in the season, I think turned out awesome.
I know. I definitely agree with that. I think we hit it on the head on a couple of them. We came in within a week or two of some of them. And
we did.
I mean, that means a lot when we're planning the trips and all, so it definitely helps out.
The only thing I wish was a little different. You sort of wish New Orleans was in a little later in the schedule, right? Because it's still warm
here.
It'll
be nice, though. You can walk down Bourbon Street in shorts.
Yeah, that'll be
good. Well, New Orleans and Tampa both being early on kind of hurts because it's definitely warmer. We definitely want to see those in, like, November, December.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
What trip has been hottest for you so far as reservations and stuff?
New Orleans has definitely been the top one. I mean, that trip kind of just sells itself. And the incredible food, it's a great city, the nightlife, everything, Bourbon Street. So that's been the top one. And underdog, I think, could be Cincinnati because we rarely play there. So I think the last time we played there was 8 years ago. So it's one of those stadiums that fans could cross off their list and get an opportunity to travel to.
Get some
Skyline chili. Don't you disparage the Skyline chili. Make sure you stop and get you some, Joe, while you're there in the Queen City, brother.
Field trip to Pete Rose's house, maybe? And is there any chance? So let me ask you this. Final question. Obviously, Elliot is traveling to Brazil with Fans of Philly? Okay.
Yep.
So let's say you're all boarding the plane, and Joe does a very good job of checking everybody off, making sure everybody's there. Elliot is not on the flight. Do you stay in Brazil and wait for Elliot, or do you let the plane take off?
Probably let it take off. He could just meet up with Herb from the Northeast, and he could have a good time with him.
Herb would still be over there. Yeah, he'll still be there.
I don't know if I'm winning that popular vote amongst the Eagles fans to hold the flight. But I will say, having heard some of the details of what he has planned for Brazil, I would, you know, maybe ride in the cargo if I had to.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the hotels. It's going to be dope.
And it's a 12-hour flight, 13-hour flight, Joe? Something like that?
Yeah, 12 hours to Sao Paulo, and then we're going to Rio as well from there. So that's about an hour right, straight shot over.
Fansofphilly.com. How much does it cost to reserve a spot on one of the trips?
So right now we're taking early deposits for $200 per person, and then we're flexible with the payments leading up to the trip as well. So we make it as easy as possible for the fans to enjoy the games.
There you go. Thanks, yeah. Joe.
Sounds great.
Problem.
All right, see you, man.
All right, brother.
Yeah, those trips are fun. They're a lot
of fun. A ton of fun. Yeah. Are you coming to Cincinnati?
No, man, no. I do not travel.
I was going to say, we haven't had a chance to really. I mean, the Super Bowl week, we got to go out.
Ike doesn't like traveling. Not a big travelsman.
Do not really like traveling.
No, you don't want to 12 out.
Are we getting seltzer on a road trip this year again?
I did go to Dallas with seltzer last year.
But I don't mind the postseason travel games. Those are pretty good. Yeah. The World Series games, like, that's pretty cool to do. Super Bowl stuff.
Well, to Jack's point, seltzer on a road trip, that was where I saw seltzer on a road trip in Nashville. It's just, I love him, but after two drinks, you gotta lock the liquor cabinet and throw away the key.
Think about seltzer is. And I think it happens with everyone when you have a few drinks and you become a little more jovial and loving. Seltzer is already so much like that if he has one Miller Lite, it's just...
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Likes to hug you a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think he got kicked out of one bar in Nashville.
No comment. Okay. No comment.
Why did he get kicked out? Never mind. Tell me off the air.
it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Sure. That was one of my first trips, actually.
Oh, really?
Philly, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Nashville was a good one.
So you don't want to do the 12-hour flight to Brazil?
Nah, I don't like flying either. I don't like going anywhere. I don't like going out of the country. I don't like going in the country.
I damn sure ain't going out of the country.
No, come on.
So I just did 9 hours straight.
No Brittany Griner me, man.
That would be quite the twist to the story. Yeah,
Ike caught in a Russian prison.
Ike starts playing in Moscow, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I don't care where it's
Ike starts a season in jail.
Yeah,
exactly, man.
I just did 9 hours straight from Barcelona, and as I know, you've had back issues. Like sitting that long is very uncomfortable.
I get so impatient. Even the flight to LA, which is 5 hours, that's about
how many
all
times
I can
you have to get up and walk up and down the
aisle. So here's a tough thing. So I'm traveling with my wife, and so I feel like I have to take the middle seat, right?
Yes.
I can't put her in the middle seat for 9 hours.
Why not?
It feels like not the gentlemanly thing to do.
Who's sitting next to her?
So
I thought your parents went too.
Yeah, they were sitting in a different
section. Different section.
It's three seats, right?
Three seats, okay.
Her and then someone else.
Is another guy?
Well, I don't think that matters.
But yeah, it does matter. Of course it matters.
No, I had my hair done. I was looking good. I wasn't worried about
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying.
You got to realize, like, they only been married for like 2 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she still likes me for now.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm just saying, I didn't mean from her standpoint. I just want to make sure you may fall asleep and then you might be a creep sitting next to her.
Yeah. But I think in general, like, you have to give her the preference, right? So I'm in the middle seat for both of these.
Okay.
For Brazil, I feel like I'm going to end up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe, put Elliot in the middle seat.
I'm more of an aisle seat anyway.
Yes. I'm an aisle seat.
You know, I got to stretch the legs. You know what I'm saying?
So the older I get, I definitely become more of an aisle.
The aisle seat's way better.
Yeah, I want to go to the bathroom when I want to.
You got to go number two.
Yeah, Jack poops on the plane.
I heard this.
Yeah, it's completely disgraceful.
The sick thing is, when I was flying, I went to the bathroom not to do that. But when I stepped in, I thought, God, I can't believe Jack did that on the plane.
I can't believe Jack was sitting in this little room.
It kills a good 15 minutes.
Yeah. It kills everybody on the plane.
15 minutes, man.
Not to mention, everyone knows, because everyone's looking at, like, when's he going to get out?
15 minutes, like, yeah, when the hell is he coming out of here?
Jack's walking to the airplane bathroom with an iPad and a newspaper.
ready to go. Yeah.
If you got that iPad in your hand, I know it's going to be a long trip in
there.
You
were going to Clearwater, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So everyone was like, oh, look, it's Jack Fritz. Like,
well, the guy was right next
to the bathroom. He got Trey Turner the ovation.
Yeah, right next to the bathroom door. We saw him in the ballpark. He said, thanks for pooping next to the door.
I will say I respect you just caring so little.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No, he does not care.
Yeah. I guess if you got to go, you got to go.
I care.
Pooper McBaseball over there. We'll get to the next two games on the schedule, which are Eagles at Cowboys and Washington at the Eagles, right after I tell you about Gaida. You know, windows have been important to me recently, as you've heard incessantly with me coughing all the time, that the windows in my house have to be shut and have to make sure they keep everything out. Not just the air, but the pollen, too. Having, you know, new effective windows, very, very important. You can't have those old drafty windows, especially not during the summer. If you do, just call Gaida. Go Gaida. They are going to save you 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to let you start your project with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. And it's not just windows. Like I said, front door, sliding patio door, garage door, all 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's finally time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate, 877-GO-GAIDA, or visit them at gogaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. All right, we have Eagles at Cowboys November 10th. I have that as a loss. I have them splitting with the Cowboys.
Did we do Jacksonville?
Oh, what did I skip? Did I skip Jacksonville? Hold on. Oh, yeah, no. We skipped Jacksonville.
Yeah, we skipped
All right. So I had Jacksonville.
I skipped the return of Doug.
Sorry. I have that there. So Sunday Night Football, November 3rd.
I don't care.
Jacksonville at Eagles. I have that as an Eagles win.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a take prediction for this one. Going into this game, the talking point will be, and I can already hear my good friend Joe Giglio saying it, would you rather have Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence or Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts?
Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, or Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
I will have something on my face for sure.
So I'd rather have Nick and Jalen.
Yeah.
But I'm saying with Doug returning, and to Spike's point, with the chance of this season having a bit of a, you know, could go poorly, I think going into that game, there's a shot that the talking point is they miss Doug.
Well, of course they will. You know this show.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be one of our questions.
Yeah, and this is a prove-it season for Trevor Lawrence. It's a prove-it. I mean, I would – obviously, Doug Peterson has, at this point, a more accomplished resume than Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts has a more accomplished resume than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I think all four people right now are in prove-it situations. You know, Trevor Lawrence a couple years ago was a darling, and everybody was sure he was going to be a franchise elite quarterback. Those questions have come. And Doug Peterson – at a certain point in Jacksonville, you have to have a season all the way through, you know, where you're consistent.
And they collapsed
and good
last year.
Yes.
Yeah, they actually had the lead and gave it up to Houston.
Doug probably doesn't survive last season if it's in Philly. Like, I think Doug benefits from being in Jacksonville.
Sure,
I think
he also benefits from having a Super Bowl
for sure.
And not being Urban Meyer.
And he got him in the playoffs.
Yeah. And then Trevor Lawrence threw it away.
So then he missed that big down, whatever.
He didn't have a good game.
So then we have Eagles at Cowboys November 10th. I have that as a loss.
Yeah.
You know,
At Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's a loss.
Yeah, that's fair to say that. And then Washington at Eagles, I have as a win. That is Thursday night football.
Short week, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at least it's a familiar opponent. You're at home. I think those are benefits. That's the other really quick tough thing about the beginning of the schedule, I'll say, is while they play Kirk Cousins, they don't play the Falcons often. They don't play the Saints often. They don't play the Browns often. They don't play the Packers often either, actually. There is a lot of unfamiliarity there with the teams.
Did you say they don't play the Falcons often?
Oh, yeah, we always play
the Falcons. The Falcons every year, it feels like.
Not with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
Well, of course not.
Oh, well, that's – come on.
That's just this year.
And now you're changing the argument to fit your narrative.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't play the Falcons last year.
They've also played Kirk Cousins every single year.
True. All right, fine. The Falcons are a familiar opponent.
Yeah,
but
take
Saints
that off.
Aren't. The Browns aren't. The Bengals aren't. The Packers aren't.
I tell you, they beat Washington on that Thursday night, but I like Jaden Daniels. That's my pick for rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. And it's early.
Yeah.
I got Washington finishing second.
You liked Washington last year, too,
if I remember right. Don't know why.
Really?
Anything other
Big
than
Josh
the Cowboys
Harris
or
guy.
Anything other than the Cowboys or the Giants.
Okay. Big Josh Harris guy.
Yeah. Well, he is a great owner.
Magic Johnson is down there now.
All right.
Speaking of the Joe Giglio show you can't wait to do.
Yeah.
Who'd you rather have, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts? Is coming. Just letting everyone know.
Yeah, I don't like the Joe Giglios. He's been pretty. Yeah. When did he jump both feet in with Jaden Daniels too? When did that happen? By the way, he took both feet out on Jalen Hurts seemingly already.
Because he was the first. He likes to claim he was first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was the first. He was the first Wentz hater.
Yeah.
So, yes, he was the first Jalen Hurts lover.
He could take that crown.
Yes.
So the Twitter question of the day, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for graduation gifts online at marks-jewelers.com. Which game are you looking forward to the most on the Eagles schedule, aside from Eagles-Cowboys? Ravens running away with it with 53%, followed by Packers at 26%.
Yeah, I think
we'll be heading down 95.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Ravens, too. I wish it was a little earlier in the season, but I think it's a great benchmark game for the Eagles. If you look at what the weaknesses Eagles had last year, it was on the lines at the end of the year, but also just a general, I think the word Lurie used was resiliency. Mm-hmm. The Ravens will test them on that. Like, going to Baltimore will be a tough game. It'll be cold. I think this is a game where they can go down there and not win it, but can still leave feeling good about it. Because I think the Ravens really poke at a lot of their issues. So if they can go down there and be competitive and like match them blow for blow, maybe you don't win the game, but I think it's a great benchmark game for the team.
I think you could say that if it didn't follow the Rams on the road the week before. So I agree with you. It could be a moral victory. Yeah, it could be a moral victory game if you win the Rams game and you lose that game.
That could be a two-game losing streak.
Yeah, and when I said the Fire Sirianni stretch is like, could be around there because you have at Dallas week 10, then at home against Washington, but at the Rams and at Baltimore. And
that's a tough stretch.
I actually think the toughest stretch, though, is Bengals, Jaguars, Cowboys. Because they're they're almost definitely going to lose in Dallas. They lose in Dallas all the time. You guys think they're going to lose to the Bengals.
Yeah.
And the Jaguars, while not great, not an easy game. But overall, there's no gauntlet like last year.
No, absolutely not.
Not even close to it.
Yeah.
Well, and the one thing about the Jags, it'll be the third year for that regime.
Yeah. Yes.
I know they changed defensive coordinators since they fired my guy, Mike Caldwell, made him the scapegoat, Doug. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they've kept the same offense, offensive coordinator, Trevor Lawrence. So, and like you said, it's a big proving year for Jacksonville. Jacksonville could surprise some teams in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's a winnable.
They made some, who'd they get in free agency? They made some moves in free agency.
Well, it's a winnable division, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Colts, you know, we'll see what
the Colts and, well, you got the Texans.
That's a good point, actually, the Texans.
Texans are pretty good.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
What's up, OG Wade, man?
OG.
Got EST in the house today.
Been a minute. Saying? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, everything's good. And you know what, Spike? I'm getting a little tired of you, you giving my credit out to other, you know, hosts. And you too, Ike, with it now.
What happened?
Joe Giglio was not the first one with Jalen Hurts and was not the first one with Carson Wentz. I'm the one that educated Joe Giglio about Carson Wentz. And then he hopped on because I remember Fat Boy in the booth there. He was with Joe Giglio then. Remember that? Yeah, why you gotta take a shot at Jack?
He's slimmed down. Yeah. He's been running. He got a new haircut that's helping.
By the way, OG, what you don't know is that I was anti Carson Wentz before all you guys.
I just wasn't allowed
to talk on the radio. So.
Okay, well, that has to be
pretty. Yeah, he was a hater behind the scenes, yes.
Yes.
I was the hater. Here's how I know you're wrong, because I was actually the hater the year that he was supposed to win the MVP.
Me too.
Because I said that he only played four teams with a winning record, and we went 2-2 there. So I said, so pump the brakes, hold up Big Swole up on giving this, you know, giving him all this credit.
Poor Carson. He's gone from, like, everyone loving him in the city to we're all debating who was out on him first.
Well, and the fact of the matter is we still haven't had a season from a quarterback as good as that one in 2017 yet.
It's true.
Actually, we did.
Oh,
no, we didn't.
Yeah, the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Well, Jalen's year wasn't better than Wentz's year.
It actually was. He went to the Super Bowl, right?
That's well, so the team. The Eagles, I'm talking about individual.
No. There ain't no individuals, okay?
Yeah. See, every once in a while, OG gets caught. He starts laughing.
I, you got to watch your mouth on this show, okay?
All right.
I don't get caught doing damn things.
Okay. All right.
All right. So here we are.
What's the record, right, man?
Yeah, what's the record, man?
The record is 14 wins. Okay.
14.
Here's how I do. I'm going to educate you guys because I got Johnny Marsh coming on my show at 6 o'clock, in case y'all didn't know that, you know. But knowledge without college. Tune in. But listen, okay. I'll go by O line, D line, okay. Who wins in the trenches? That's who wins these games. All right. So as I added it up, we're going to end up with 14 wins. Okay.
Me and you now, on the same page there.
Yeah. Now, Dallas, on the other hand, will get exposed this year because they actually playing 9 teams that had a winning record last year. Mm-hmm. You know Dallas don't beat teams with winning records.
Well, they have the first-place schedule now, yeah.
Yep.
So they're going to be in trouble this year. You know what I'm saying? This is the year that they get exposed, that they can't hide behind playing bad teams.
Yep.
So Dallas, I got them going 9-8. You know, so we're going to run away. And just to your point on the Eagles not beating Dallas in Dallas, that's a challenge that Jalen the Duke Hurts is going to have on his plate. And we all know that he rises to these challenges.
What happened in the Bucs game? Why did he rise to that challenge?
Well, he had a broken finger coming off a concussion that he shouldn't have played in.
Is that why he took the safety?
Didn't have AJ, had a 30th ranked defense. I don't know. Let's see.
Do you rehearse this in the mirror?
The defense outplayed the offense in that game.
Let's see if the Phillies can win without the butt plug Bryce Harper. How about that one?
Had to drop that.
I'm worried.
Trigger my finger back
there. We both got it. OG. What do you regret aside from what you just said?
Taking this call. Yeah.
What do I regret?
Yeah.
Being the greatest, man.
Of course, yes.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Have you seen OG Wade's Kelly Green, Jalen Hurts?
Yes. He sent me the picture. Very good. On Twitter. Right? It is very good.
It's about the best thing he's done.
Yes, I would say so. So, Elliot, we next week on the WIP Afternoon Show, we are all week long, the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia sports. Every day at 3 o'clock, we'll reveal a couple more on the list. You can vote at home at 94WIP.com/vote. All of the staff at WIP earlier today got a ballot so they could fill it out. So 50% will be fan vote and 50% will be WIP host and producer vote. Do you want to reveal your top three to us? I don't want your whole list because we'll do that next week.
The first question is, is Kevin Sullivan from the union available for this?
Professional sport. Okay, yeah. Professional.
So here's my top three.
Yeah.
I'll start with three. Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
That's your
top three? He's your top athlete in the city?
No, he's number three.
Oh, he's number three. I got you.
I think there's an argument he's the best player on the Phillies. But number two is Bryce Harper. I mean, he just is. He's probably the king of the city.
Elliot and I are going to agree on number one.
If we can all just be honest and remove the emotion, I'm disappointed in him too. But the best athlete in the city is still Joel Embiid.
Thank you.
He's the best. He's better at basketball than Bryce is at baseball. He is better at basketball than Jalen is at football. He's won an MVP. He's the only one of the three that can argue he's a top five player in the sport.
You know what he's not better at those guys than doing? Winning.
It's debatable.
That's what he's not.
It's debatable.
So really, he gets points deducted being as big as he is. He has a size advantage over all of his opponents. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is very skillful and he's very great at what he does, but you need to win.
So I agree that he gets points deducted for
playoff
not having a
performance.
Playoff.
Yes,
but even with those points deducted, he's still ahead of the other guys.
I have him at number one as well, at least as of now.
And look, I'm almost out on him. I think last year was very disappointing what he did in the playoffs, and that game five is still.
Listen, we come too far to be out on him.
Yeah.
We've come a long way. You and I, we've been through the rough times already.
I understand what people are saying. Yes. But he is still the best athlete in the city. He's the only one that can make an argument he's the best in his sport.
Jack's top six is all Phillies.
I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure they are.
He's finding a way to get Matt Strom in there.
I think A.J. Brown's going to be number one for me.
Yeah. Is he? Do you think he's talked to Kellen Moore yet?
It's not gonna repair the relationship.
Yeah.
Only if he comes on and we can have a nice civil discussion about what Kellen Moore is gonna bring to the offense.
Right.
AJ's probably number one on the Eagles.
Of course he is.
I've been saying that.
I have him four.
Elliot, is Jalen in your top 11?
He is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number
can you 11? Tell us what number?
Yeah, you want. I have him seven.
Okay.
Nah, that's too high.
That feels about right.
Yeah, I think
seven.
So I think AJ, Devontae, and Lane go ahead of him because I think he's more dependent on them for success than they're dependent on him for success. When they lose Lane, they don't win. Jalen needs those receivers to be successful. Those receivers will be successful with any quarterback. Jalen needs good receivers.
We're never getting to break on time now.
So
I can see it in Ike's
when
eyes.
I look
go
at
ahead.
This, they're the three most important players on the Eagles. Obviously, quarterback is important, but them two, the two receivers and Lane help Jalen more than Jalen helps them.
What is wrong with you, man?
Plus, you could put Saquon ahead of him.
Yeah.
Well, Saquon, I'm not putting on the list because he hasn't played in Philly yet.
He is eligible, though.
He is eligible. That's just my
you have
preference.
Devontae ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
You have Lane Johnson ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Well, Lane Johnson's probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
He
could make the Lane.
Devontae was drafted higher than Jalen. He won the Heisman. I mean, Jalen needs Devontae.
Hold on. Jordan Davis is drafted higher than Jalen.
Listen,
too.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him ahead of him.
Jalen's a second round pick. I'm not doing this today. I can't wait the next week.
Yes, next week.
I mean, the disrespect on Jalen Hurts is just gone so far.
I don't think it's disrespectful. Devontae, AJ, and Lane.
One guy plays the most important position in sport,
which is why he's on the list.
He's on the list.
Yeah,
no, he's on the list because he's been a damn good player since he's been in the league. What are you talking about?
AJ is a better receiver.
Yeah, like it's a courtesy for him to be on the list.
Okay, no, it's not a courtesy. But okay. if we're gonna do by importance, then Jalen's number one. I agree with that. But if we're gonna do by skill level at their respective
sport, the importance of the position he plays carries more weight, and it matters. What he does on the field has more to do with them winning and losing than any other player on the field.
But that's true of
the entire group. Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, not Embiid. Embiid has more of
Zach
an impact.
Wheeler.
He pitches once every 5 days.
But he controls the entire defense, basically.
I wouldn't put Zach Wheeler in front of Bryce Harper. That's me. I'm not putting a pitcher in front of an everyday player.
Well, he didn't. He had Bryce number two.
I had Bryce two. He had Wheeler three.
He had Bryce.
Okay. But you're right. Quarterbacks are critically important. But that's true of every quarterback on every team. I'm just talking about the skill level here.
Ike, I'm not doing this today. Reese just says I'm not doing this today.
Right before the break.
I'm not doing it today. I just don't understand that you guys don't understand the importance of the position the guy plays.
It is important.
Plays.
He's just not as good as A.J. Devontae or Lane.
Because they're not asked to do as much.
But it does. Yes.
It does matter.
His job is harder.
It does matter.
Jalen's job is harder.
His job
is not as good at it. Yes, but he's not as good at it.
He wasn't
AJ
for
Devontae.
Seven games. The guy was the leading MVP candidate for 11 games.
Jalen wasn't good until AJ got here.
My God, Embiid played 40% of the season.
And he was the best player in the NBA for those
games. But 40%?
Games.
I guess
he was the best player in the NBA for that
40%
stretch.
Of the games.
Yes, but who's...
Who can't be good for 40 games when everybody else is playing 80?
So what, you think Jalen's ahead of Embiid?
Yes.
Oh, no, you don't.
Of course I do. Because I'm not talking about just talent. Embiid's the most talented athlete in the city. Make him the best.
It does make him the best.
No, it doesn't. Not in my book, it doesn't.
That's fine. In my book, it does.
All right. You can vote. You can vote.
I wonder which book people want to pick.
Yeah, this is all week next week. Oh, boy. We're going to have to do coffee. We're all going to have to do coffee before. Vote at 94WIP.com/vote. That is 94WIP.com/vote. Thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Elliot. And there's a new
Thank you, Elliot.
Look, it's good to be back.
Yes,
it's good to be back.
There's a new Go Birds pod that you did.
New Go Birds
schedule
pod,
release,
week
right?
by week predictions.
Okay,
absolutely.
You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Coming up next, we will decide what will be the most emotional game on the Eagles schedule. I have three options. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Are you okay doing this, Marshall?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Yes,
okay.
Leave me alone.
Right. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.